And if you don't have the right people, or you're just adding anybody and everybody and their dog, then of course it's going to be dead, because you're sharing things that is not applicable. They don't necessarily want to see.
Right.
Do you want to know one of the best ways to turn social media connections into buyers? Well, by the end of this podcast, you will have actionable strategies to convert social media engagement and conversations into sales. Don't forget to subscribe and ring the notification bell so you never miss our future videos, which are packed with expert insights to boost your network marketing success. One of the best ways to make connections with people on social media is through Facebook groups. So let's talk about why that is. Brandy, why do you think Facebook groups are so vital to actually building a network?
It's actually a great platform and a great place that you can build your own community and build that know, like, and trust that, you know, we've talked about in other episodes of podcasts before, where you can build the relationship because mm-hmm. you've gathered the right people into the group. So it's kind of like a mini small town that you're like the mayor, like if you were like to think about it, right? Like that's how, and you know, you're going to give value to those people and you're going to support them and serve them. And it's a really like an incubator. That's mm-hmm. kind of what we, you know, have mm-hmm. called it in the past.
And I think a lot of our audience might be thinking, well, I have my VIP group. What is the, would that work? And what is the difference? What do you like?
Yeah. So to me, VIP group, you know, for normal people in network marketing that haven't discovered social media, a VIP group is where, you know, you have people that have bought before mm-hmm. and they're like your customers, or they've taken a look, or, you know, whatever, at what you're doing. And then all you're doing in that VIP group is sharing with them like sales or, you know, different things. There's not a lot of value created, right? So what we suggest and what we teach is that you take your VIP group and you don't necessarily kick everybody out, right? Like you just change what you're posting. You add more value. You start to serve those people more, because it's not really always about buying your products and or joining your team, right? There's other things that can help people along their journey. For instance, in the financial industry, right? Something we don't talk about a lot. We talk more about health and wellness. But in the financial industry, for a group like that, you could give out valuable information about, you know, how you feel about 401ks, or how you feel about, you know, this type of investment, or, you know, just different things that is working for you. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's giving them more value. And maybe in that scenario, you are with a financial, you know, opportunity, or, you know, where you have licensing and things to do that kind of thing. So it just depends on what niche you're in. But the point is to give a ton of value, right? Yeah. Give before you expect in return.
Yeah.
And for me, if you were going to build a Facebook group, you would want to put all of your perfect prospects in that group and then love on them so much that then when they're ready to buy or to, you know, join your team or whatever, you're the first one that they think about because you've given so much value yeah. from the beginning.
And it's not adding... It's not adding everybody, because I don't know about you, but it's happened to all of us.
Yeah. Yep.
Whereas, you know, you just get invited to everybody's VIP group
mm-hmm.
where you haven't held your hand up. You're not their perfect prospect. You haven't shown any interest at all, but they just want to grow their group. And mm-hmm. they're being told by their uplines, just add everyone, add all your friends into your VIP group. But you'll end up with a dead group, right?
Well, and we have a lot of students that they're yeah. like, well, I have a group,
mm-hmm. yeah.
but it's dead. They're not getting engagement. They're yeah. like, it's crickets in there, right? Yeah. And if you don't have the right people, or you're yeah. just adding anybody and everybody and their dog, then of course it's going to be dead, because you're sharing things that is not applicable. They don't necessarily want to see.
Absolutely. Right. So, and it's also like another form of spamming, by the way.
Yes.
You know, like I did not ask to be invited for this information,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I didn't ask to like, I didn't raise my hand, which so when you're not doing that, you're just yeah. like soliciting your stuff on other people. Yeah. So it's also spammy.
Yeah. 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 So please don't do that.
Yeah.
How many times you accepted a friend request from someone that you don't really know in real life, but like it seems like on social media they could contribute to you, you could contribute to them, right? So you accept their friend request, and the next minute almost they invite you to some Facebook group that you're like, why do you think it will be good for me, right? So mm-hmm. when there's an agenda that people use to get you into the groups that you can't relate to, you will be very resistant to join that community. And on the other hand, the person who's doing it probably been taught to do that by their upline, wasting their time, getting frustrated. If people getting into the group, like Carrie said, they're not the right people. So my point here, stop wasting your time on just trying to get everyone mm-hmm. into your groups. And I actually spend a lot of time studying how groups work and how to make them work. And Facebook group was one of my main strategies, how I got my personal brand and my personal business growing really fast. Mm-hmm. So I actually went on Google and I'm like, there's so many network marketers who have Facebook groups, right? And they complain and complain and complain that they're like ghost towns, like Carrie was saying. I'm like, what is it that they're doing or not doing that just repelling people or making them look like those ghost towns? And I literally went to Google and I typed group. Tell me what group is. It told me that group is a community of people united by the same goals or the same mission. So now, if you look up majority of network marketers' groups, what is their mission or goal when they create these groups? To make sales or rank advance or recruit people into their team. So when your goal is to recruit people and sell your products, but the goal of the person that you just added to the group is not to be sold to, not to be annoyed by another useless group, it's a total disconnect. Mm-hmm. So my biggest advice would be stop, like drop the agenda of just sell and recruit and literally figure out how to create those genuine connections with people and actually figure out, do they really want mm-hmm. what you're offering? Are they really right people?
Mm-hmm. I remember when we started our group, it was, you know, just a few people, right? And then it just got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So it's like, because when you think about it, you're like, well, I don't really have that many people if you're starting out brand new, right? That I could put in a group. Doesn't matter if you have 5-6 people that, you know, want what you have or like love getting the value from you, mm-hmm. you just start there. Like, it's not like it has to have these thousands of people from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Like, you just start with one or two and you serve those people and it ends up growing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that there's kind of like a disconnect with what people think the purpose of the groups are. That a lot of network marketers, you know, first of all, you have to think, because it can be leveraged for multiple things. It can be leveraged to share information when you pique curiosity, right? It can be used as a great tool for community when you're building your audience or you have a team or any of those things. But a lot of people think, I'm going to go into a group and I'm going to get sales in someone else's group and I'm going to recruit in someone else's group. And that is not the point of Facebook groups. The point is something that we talk a lot about on our podcast. It's in our training. The whole premise of building your business online is to build an audience. You're constantly trying to build a new audience because, you know, how we were all taught in the beginning is you friends and family, make the list. Well, if you don't know of people, you can't put them on your list, right? So it's like, how do you go online? How do you go and meet new people outside of the people in your circle, right? Facebook groups is a great place to do that. And you're going there to be a professional friend finder or friend maker, okay? Yeah. So it's like, hey, I'm in this group because we're like-minded. You know, I'll give you an example. I'm in a boxer moms group because I have boxer dogs. Love it. And I'm in a running moms group. But the whole point is you make connections in that group based off of what that group is about. Mm-hmm. And when you make those connections and you're like, oh my God, I want to connect more with this person. And you send them a friend request. Now you're bringing them into your world where they can get to know you better and see your content. And then if they're interested, you can send them to a group to get more information, whatever that looks like, whatever that exposure process looks like. So you're not going in to sell and recruit in those groups. You're going in to meet people and then bring them into your world.
Yeah.
That's how it can become powerful, because the mistake is that so many people think, I'm going to go in there, and then they get kicked out and they're like, no one commented on it. And it's like, because you went in and you were just spammy and salesy and you were just thinking, me, commission breath, right? Hidden agenda. I'm going for sales versus I'm going for genuine connection. Mm-hmm. I'm going to meet new people or I'm going to add value into the group. see who is vibing on that. Be like, cool, I like that Brandy chick. She'd been commenting on my stuff. I'm going to go check her out. And then I'm going to bring her over into my world. And that's the magic of the Facebook groups. Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of it, we've shared it before, is sharing value. But at the same time, like, real stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Because a lot of groups that, you know, you're put in, it's like before and after photo and it's all selling, right? Yeah. Where, and that was us for a long time. Yeah. I mean, it was like just a few months ago, we're like, what's wrong with our group? And we're like, oh, we're not actually doing anything to make it fun, to make it relatable.
Or that community part.
Yeah. So like, you know, something that we did during Christmas, it was like a post where it's like, share your Christmas tree, right? Like that, people want community, they want connection, they want to feel like they're connecting with other human beings. And it's those type of posts sprinkled in between, you know, the, you know, your value post on how to lose weight or how to help your finances or whatever it is. It's those posts that actually build the community piece of the Facebook group that makes it sticky. Mm-hmm. So that when people come in, they want to stay in and they're not leaving or just hitting the ignore button when they see that in, you know, notification come across Facebook that.
Because let's be honest, how many notifications, you know, do you all get all day long, right? You've got to be able to stand out. And that's like creating that community, like I, you know, said in the beginning with the mayor and the small town.
Yep.
Like you're, if you think about a small town and their mayor, like everybody knows the mayor, right? And he's friends with everybody or she's friends with everybody. And that's what you're looking to create is that connection with the people.
Yep.
Yeah. So I would say the hardest part about selling network marketing products on social media is because hundreds of thousands of other distributors are selling exact same thing, right? So you become one of many. But if you remember that the main reason for transaction, although it's important at some point what the product are made of or what signs behind this and that or benefits, but the main reason for transaction is relationship. Why someone would buy it from you and not from Sally or Mary or their next door neighbor is the relationship, right? And if you remember that, Facebook groups is one of the tools that Facebook provided for communities to build those relationships. So if you go into someone else's group or have your own group and building relationships becomes your main focus, sales will be effortless.
And make it fun. That's fun. Like make your Facebook group fun. I mean, there's been posts that we've done, challenges inside our groups where like, Fran was on top, I think you were on top of your roof or something like that, drinking water. Like
I seen cats. Yes, it popped up in my memories this morning. We did a chubby bunny.
Chubby bunny,
And I had my mouth stuffed with celery. She's and there's this picture.
You did it with celery?
Celery.
Chubby bunny?
I thought it was carrot.
It's supposed to be with marshmallows.
I know. No,
it
because she couldn't have sugar.
It was the health one.
It was the health one. I was thinking how uncomfortable a mouthful of celery might be.
It was uncomfortable. It wasn't fun. But it was hilarious. And people still remember, oh, Fran, your chubby bunny with a C. The picture popped up.
I'm glad nobody choked.
That was me.
But
we had fun.
Fun,
and the other thing that your Facebook group is going to do, it's going to continue to drip on those people. So it's going to continue to add value. So instead of feeling like you've got to get, you know, stuck in messenger conversations with every single person.
Yeah.
When those people have raised their hand up and they've said, oh, yes, you know, I want, like, yes, I want this, you know, I want to learn more about this, or yes, I want to be in your group. It is, so long as you keep that group active, so long as you're adding value in there, so long as you are making it fun, okay, then it's going to continue to drip on them and build that relationship and build that connection. Remember, turning likes into buyers is all about connection and value, as I just said. If you're ready to discover the secrets to social selling and attract high quality prospects, check out our social recruiting secrets. The course is linked in the description below. We'll see you there.